Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, February 20, 2025.
Trump administration keeps free COVID-19 testing program. The Trump administration has decided to continue the government website that provides free COVID-19 tests for families across the United States. This change comes as communities still face challenges from the pandemic, which has impacted lives since early 2020. Initially, there were plans to end the testing program due to budget limits, but the administration recognized how essential easy-to-get testing is for controlling the virus's spread. Free testing is crucial for identifying cases and preventing outbreaks, especially with new variants emerging. By maintaining this program, the government aims to support public health efforts and reduce the spread of COVID-19. Ultimately, this initiative seeks to build trust in government actions and ensure families stay informed and protected during these challenging times.
Hong Kong's new virtual asset regulations. Hong Kong is on a mission to become the leading destination for digital assets in Asia with its new virtual asset trading regulations. The Securities and Futures Commission plans to introduce licensing systems for over-the-counter trading and custody services, enhancing investor protections and market efficiency. Following a ban on cryptocurrency transactions in mainland China, Hong Kong has been exploring opportunities in the digital asset space since 2022. At the recent CoinDesk's Consensus Hong Kong 2025 conference, Financial Secretary Paul Chan highlighted the city's commitment to building a vibrant digital asset ecosystem. With 9 virtual asset trading platform licenses already issued, Bullish Group has become the 10th licensed crypto exchange. Richard Tung, CEO of Binance Holdings, noted a positive shift in investor sentiment, as large investors are increasingly moving from consideration to active investment in cryptocurrencies. Ongoing efforts to regulate stablecoins aim to foster further innovation in this sector. As Hong Kong navigates its unique position as a special administrative region of China, its regulatory advancements could serve as a model for other regions looking to establish their own frameworks for digital assets.
Bolsonaro charged with coup attempt in Brazil. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro faces serious accusations of plotting a coup to hold onto power after losing the 2022 presidential election. Prosecutor General Paulo Gonet claims that Bolsonaro and 33 others formed a group aimed at undermining Brazil's democracy. The charges include a shocking plan to poison current President Lula and assassinate Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes. This indictment, spanning 272 pages, reveals a scheme called Green and Yellow Dagger, allegedly devised at the presidential palace. Brazil's federal police previously submitted a detailed report outlining efforts to create distrust in the electoral system, including inciting riots in Brasilia. If the Supreme Court accepts these charges, Bolsonaro will stand trial, while he continues to deny any wrongdoing. Recent polls suggest he could still be a strong contender in the upcoming elections against Lula, despite being barred from running in 2026 due to previous rulings on his abuse of power. As this situation unfolds, Bolsonaro is likely to portray himself as a victim of political oppression. What does this mean for the future of democracy in Brazil?
Google's new AI tool for biomedical research. Google has introduced an exciting artificial intelligence tool aimed at helping biomedical researchers. Announced on February 19, 2025, this innovative AI has been tested by scientists at Stanford University in California and Imperial College London in the UK. It harnesses advanced reasoning to analyze vast amounts of information and spark new ideas. The momentum behind AI in research is growing, especially with the success of models like ChatGPT. Led by Demis Hassabis, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2024, Google's AI unit, DeepMind, is at the forefront of these advancements. In a recent study on liver fibrosis, the AI tool showed promising results in identifying potential treatments. While these findings are still in the early stages, they hint at a bright future for AI in enhancing the work of scientists. Researchers believe this tool will foster collaboration, paving the way for a new era where technology and science unite.
Microsoft's Majorana 1 chip, a leap into quantum computing. Microsoft has just launched the Majorana 1 chip, a groundbreaking advancement in quantum computing. Announced on February 19, 2025, this chip brings us closer to real-world applications, with experts suggesting we're only years away from practical use. Unlike traditional computers that can take millions of years for complex calculations, the Majorana 1 chip uses the unique properties of the Majorana fermion to significantly reduce error rates, making it a strong competitor in the field. While companies like Google and IBM are also pushing the boundaries of quantum technology, Microsoft believes its design, which requires fewer quantum bits, or qubits, will lead to superior performance. The tech world is buzzing with discussions about the future of quantum advancements. NVIDIA's CEO has mentioned it could take 2 decades for quantum technology to outpace current AI chips, while Google is optimistic about commercial applications arriving in just 5 years. Jason Zander, Microsoft's executive vice president, describes the Majorana 1 chip as a bold initiative developed in labs across Washington State and Denmark. This innovation not only showcases Microsoft's commitment to leading in technology but also has the potential to transform industries like medicine and cybersecurity as quantum technology evolves.
Africa Energy Bank, a new hope for energy development. A coalition of African nations is launching the Africa Energy Bank to finance oil and gas projects, stepping in as Western financial institutions hesitate to invest in fossil fuels. This initiative, announced in June 2024, is a partnership between the African Export-Import Bank, known as Afreximbank, and the African Petroleum Producers Organization, or APPO, which represents 18 oil-exporting countries. The bank aims to power up Africa's energy landscape and drive economic growth in a region where millions still lack electricity. While climate activists voice concerns about investing in fossil fuels, warning that these projects could become unproductive investments, Omar Farouk Ibrahim, the Secretary General of APPO, emphasizes the need to balance climate efforts with economic stability. With 600 million people in sub-Saharan Africa without electricity, the urgency is clear. The Africa Energy Bank will be based in Abuja, Nigeria, with each participating country contributing $83 million, totaling $1.5 billion. As Africa seeks to harness its natural resources, this bank represents a pivotal step toward meeting the continent's energy needs while navigating the challenges of climate change and economic development.
Pentagon's $50 billion budget shift. The Pentagon is making bold changes by shifting $50 billion from the upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget to align with the military goals set by former President Donald Trump. This move aims to boost military capabilities in the Asia-Pacific region and enhance border security with Mexico. The review will cut 8% from the budget proposed by President Joe Biden, which had authorized $895 billion in defense spending. As the Pentagon's budget nears $1 trillion, certain military commands, like the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, will remain unaffected. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth stressed the importance of this review to tackle current national security threats, especially from China. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's teams are looking into military spending for potential waste. Critics worry about how these cuts might affect military readiness and the effectiveness of programs like the F-35 fighter jet from Lockheed Martin. This budget shift reflects a strategy to prioritize spending in critical areas while addressing long-standing issues of inefficiency within the Department of Defense. The impact on military operations and defense contractors will be closely watched as these plans unfold.
European leaders unite for peace in Ukraine. On February 19, 2025, French President Emmanuel Macron brought together leaders in Paris to address the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the security of Europe. This meeting followed recent talks between Russia and the U.S. in Riyadh. Leaders from the European Union, Norway, Iceland, and Canada joined forces to call for a fair and lasting peace. Macron emphasized the importance of including Ukraine in peace discussions, aligning with U.S. President Donald Trump's goal to end the 3-year conflict. Romanian Interim President Ilie Balogun and Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson highlighted the need for military support and for Ukraine to define its own peace terms. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda proposed January 1st, 2030, as a potential date for Ukraine's accession to the European Union, urging unconditional support and increased defense spending. However, the exclusion of pro-Russia countries sparked criticism, revealing the ongoing challenges in achieving unity in support of Ukraine's sovereignty.
Yoon Suk-yeol's criminal trial begins. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol is now on trial for insurrection charges, which kicked off on February 20, 2025, at the Seoul Central District Court. These charges stem from his controversial decision to impose martial law on December 3, 2024, a move that ignited widespread protests and political chaos across the country. Yoon's martial law aimed to limit political activities and control media coverage, ultimately leading to his impeachment and the suspension of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo. The trial will also investigate whether Yoon's detention was legal. If found guilty, he could face years in prison, significantly impacting South Korea's political landscape. Meanwhile, the Constitutional Court is reviewing the impeachment, which could trigger a new presidential election within 60 days if Yoon is removed from office. Yoon and his lawyers argue that the martial law was meant to resolve a political deadlock, not to impose full control. The outcome of this trial will not only shape Yoon's future but also influence the stability of South Korea, a crucial ally of the United States in Asia. As this situation unfolds, the reactions from the public and the international community will be vital to watch.
India's new fund for space startups. India is taking a bold step in the space sector by launching a 5 billion rupee fund to support early-stage space technologies. This initiative, announced by the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, or INSPSU, aims to strengthen India's role in the global space industry and reduce reliance on imports. The Technology Adoption Fund will cover up to 60% of project costs for startups, while larger companies can receive up to 40%. Each project can secure a maximum of 250 million rupees in funding. Pawan Goenka, chairman of INSPSU, stressed the importance of funding to help startups turn innovative ideas into reality. With growing interest from international players like SpaceX and Amazon, this move aligns with global trends in commercial space exploration. Additionally, the Indian government has set up a separate venture capital fund of 10 billion rupees for space startups, showcasing its commitment to this expanding industry. The establishment of INSPSU in 2021 marked a significant shift in India's space policy, allowing private companies to participate in a field traditionally dominated by the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO. This funding initiative is a crucial step in India's journey to become a key player in the competitive global space market.
Lam Research's growth driven by AI chip demand. Lam Research is gearing up for significant growth, driven by the increasing need for advanced artificial intelligence chips. At a recent analyst day in New York City, CEO Tim Archer highlighted that major clients, including Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company, are poised to make substantial purchases of the company's semiconductor manufacturing tools. This event marked Lam Research's first analyst day in 5 years and included discussions on new chip-making innovations and financial forecasts through 2028. Archer pointed out that the AI revolution is reshaping technology, sparking positive investor interest and boosting Lam Research's stock price by 1%. Based in Fremont, California, Lam Research is a leading U.S. manufacturer of essential tools for TSMC, the world's largest semiconductor foundry. CFO Douglas Bettinger projected that the company's revenue could rise to between $25 billion and $28 billion by 2028, a remarkable increase from $16.2 billion in 2024. The introduction of new chip-making tools, including one that replaces tungsten with molybdenum, marks a significant industry shift. As the sector moves toward the next generation of chip technology, the demand for semiconductors is expected to grow, influencing investment strategies and supply chains across various industries. What does this mean for the future of technology? Stay tuned to find out.
Yen strengthens amid U.S. tariff uncertainty. The Japanese yen has recently improved, hitting a two-month high against the U.S. dollar at 150.62 yen to $1. This rise follows U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff plans, which include a 25% tax on auto imports and additional fees on timber, semiconductors, and pharmaceuticals. These changes have raised worries about inflation and economic growth, leading to cautious trading in Asian markets. Meanwhile, the British pound has dipped to $1.2594, while the euro remains steady at $1.0422. Analysts warn that Trump's tariffs could introduce instability into financial markets, with the Federal Reserve closely monitoring the situation. Additionally, international tensions are affecting currency movements, especially after Trump called Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator amid the ongoing conflict with Russia. Overall, the yen's rise and the fluctuations of other currencies reflect the market's response to these significant economic changes. What does this mean for global trade and your wallet? Stay tuned for more insights.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.